A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today we're going to talk about how we talk about people, especially women. I'm not sure if you follow pop culture, but I am, in full disclosure, a big fan of Brandy. Of course, I'm Gen X, so I would be. She was amazing, great actress, singer, all the things, right? Just came off a tour with Monica, another Gen Xer, and has, you know, been in like really great programming, whether, you know, you think about Moesha, which is like an iconic show for my generation. At any rate, Brandy has a book out where she talks about her life, and people have ignored everything in the book except her relationship with Wanye from Boys to Men. And at the time, she met him when she was 15, and then she was dating him when she was 16 and he was 22. So all of this chatter online has been about, you know, whether he been about the inappropriateness of dating, being a 22-year-old dating a 16-year-old, especially in the music industry. And has led to lots of people having lots of opinions. So I just wanted to make it known, because I think I need you to know, it is inappropriate for an adult to be having sexual relationship, to be even court. Let's say there's no sex, to be courting or having a sexual relationship with someone who is under the age of 18. By the legal definition in most states, except some political party is trying to change that in states, it is illegal, right? So we can get away from that. Let's talk about the cultural aspects of it. Some people think it's okay for young girls to date old men. These are the same people who think it's okay for young boys to lose their virginity to old ladies, right? And we often hear, I won't say we often hear, I have heard young men say things like, oh yeah, I lost my virginity at 13 to my mom's friend, or to, you know, my aunt, did such and such, or my sister's girlfriend, you know, or something like that. All of that is rape. I just want you to know that. You need to know that. That is not something you should be bragging about. You've actually been violated as a young man, and you've been molested by an adult who used their close proximity to you and your family to defile you. And because you're a man, you know, a little boy then, but who becomes a man, they think because you have a penis that you're unable of being defiled, but you are. So I need you to stop telling that story with such pride and glee and go get therapy. Which leads me back to Brandy. This idea that girls are fast, she knew what she was doing. I mean, just some of the discussion, I was like, I can't believe it's 2020. Like, that's what I'm talking about, Tony. Like, living in the United States currently, I can't believe it's 2026. It's like more like 1826. I mean, the arguments that people are making and the stuff that people are saying, I'm like, do we time travel? Like, does it look like we're in 2026, but we're really living in 1826? Somebody do that movie. You know, Ryan Coogler, get on that. But the way that people are talking about this young woman, I mean, she's my age, so we're middle aged now. But when she was a child, I mean, with Venom. I mean, Venom is just shocking to me. Like, we have not read a book. We haven't had any evolution. We haven't had feminist studies. We haven't had Black women's studies. We haven't had all of these discussions. We don't know what, you know, the same people calling for, and I went back and was looking, the same people calling for the Epstein files. Oh my God, we got to put 47 in jail are the same people. Some of the same people talking about Brandy was fast. She knew what she was doing. And, you know, she needs to be responsible for her actions. You know, Wanye didn't do anything to her. If you're dating Adina Howard and Brandy, somebody's getting molested, and it ain't Adina Howard, who was grown and Brandy was not. Okay. So I need you to know is that we have got to be mindful of how we talk about young women and girls. America has a tendency to never see black people, black kids, period, boys or girls, as children. This is why you can kill Trayvon Martin, who's just walking to the corner store. I mean, that's as American you can get. Walking to the corner store, getting you some candy and something to drink, and walking back home. That's all he was doing. And they talk about this young boy like he's a 50-year-old man, right? The same idea. I mean, it's different, obviously. It's a false equivalency in many ways. But when we're talking about sexuality and women, we like to police women's bodies. You cannot be like making calls for the Epstein files. We need full transparency. They need to go to jail, these pedophiles or whatever, because they were messing with teenage girls. And then look at a teenage girl just because she was a celebrity and say that, oh, she knew what she was doing. That is, in effect, called hypocrisy. And black girls get to be children too. And black girls get to make bad decisions and bad mistakes. I mean, imagine if Aaliyah was still alive. I can't even imagine how y'all would be talking about her. And she was effectively molested and then married her molester. And it was orchestrated. Well, allegedly, let me not get sued. It helped played out in front of her record company, which was owned by her uncle. Okay. So I need you to know that black girls and women, and I would add black boys, are children. Black girls are children, and they deserve protection, and they deserve empathy, particularly when they have been engaged in a, at best, toxic relationship, at worst, illegal, rapey relationship with someone, and that we need to not demonize, villainize that part of their experience. You can critique Brandy all that you want. You can. She's grown, like for real. But you cannot criticize that part of her life. She's a child at that time, and people need to remember that. And just because people are used to raping black women, which started where? In slavery, right? As soon as a girl got her period, she began being raped, right? Girls were in beds with the master to keep them warm at night. Like read some fucking history and then go throw up if you have a pulse about the shit that happened to black girls. All right. So just because we are comfortable as a country with the rape, abuse, exploitation, and we won't even talk about trans women, trans girls. We're not even talking about them. Which is just abhorrent if you look at the data, how these folks are treated. Just because we're comfortable with that, because that's the foundation of our nation, doesn't mean that we as black people, or people in general, but certainly black people specifically, have to parrot the same type of excuses that were used and continue to be used for the sexual exploitation, abuse and molestation of black girls. Oh, that's slavery. That's just what it was, you know. It's chattel slavery, so this is what it required. You sound crazy. I'm talking about the historians who say that stupid shit. You sound crazy. Oh, you know, it was the times. That was back when girls were fast and they used to date old dudes, you know. You sound crazy and stupid and uninformed and rapey, and I wouldn't have my child around you. So, like, it's 2026, come into the present. Understand that there are boundaries and that women and girls have agency over their bodies. And when they are at points in life where the hormones are going crazy, their full frontal lobe is not formed, all of those things, they're going to do crazy things. They're going to do things that don't make sense to you as an adult, because these are adult people who are running her down. These are grown people in my generation and millennials and Gen Z running her down. You must have forgotten what you were like at that age. You must not have teenagers in your house or be in close proximity to them. Right? So they do a lot of things that are unexplainable, but a lot of things are also done to them. A lot of things are also done to them by people who know better and whose frontal lobes are fully formed and they know better and they have options. And when you are a celebrity and part of the biggest boy band of that era, you can have anybody, any adult, right? Ostensibly would be interested in you because you got money, fame, wealth, all the things like that, and you go for a 15-year-old. Ask that damn question, right? Ask that damn question, right? But we have to stop making excuses for it. Oh, it was Bill Cosby's not guilty. That's what they did. They gave people quaaludes and then had sex with them when they were unconscious. Yeah, that's called rape. It was rape then. It's rape now. I don't care if that's what people were doing at the Playboy, was it ranch or whatever the hell they call it. I don't care if that's what people were doing. It was rape. That's what it is. Just because it's common practice doesn't mean it's not rape. Putting roofies, that was my generation. People putting roofies in people's drinks. And then making all that rapey music that y'all dance to. That we love so much that we turn up on the radio and run out to the middle of the floor. Like, oh, that was my song. Listen to the lyrics. But see, then I was young and dumb, stupid, right? Frontal lobe wasn't formed. I didn't understand what I know now. So now I'm listening to it differently. That's how life works. Try it when you read other people's stories. Like, don't go back to acting like that person whose frontal lobe is not formed. We're 50s, we're in our 50s. Think logically, do better, and stop demonizing and villainizing black girls who were exploited and part of an industry that, if nothing else, has been committed to the abuse, exploitation, and molestation of young girls, entertainment industry, yeah, since its inception. All right, that's all I have today. So tune in next week to another Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. Definitely check out a Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who always bring you the topics that you need to hear and all sides of the topics, which is why I'm not on their show that often. Because I be beefing with some of them people they bring on there. I'm like, I can't be on that show because, I got to sleep at night. But check them out because they are willing to go there. They go to the mat and they have really, really interesting shows and have really interesting perspectives. And even those I don't agree with, I always learn something, I always learn something. So check them out. All right. Have a wonderful day. Stay informed, stay focused, stay encouraged, and stay Black.
A Black Executive Perspective.